And that if they've touched down, it has been only briefly?
Yes, I would say so. We did notice that, my husband noticed that one of them seemed to touch down within a couple miles of our place here. And he said after the funnel cloud passed, there seemed to be a great deal of turbulence among the trees in this area. Also, there appears to be another one forming almost directly south of us now. Probably the one you're talking about in the Golden Valley area, probably.
All right, fine. Thank you very much for that report from 4 miles west of Anoka. Here's our next caller, and where are you calling from?
Hello.
Yes.
Yes, I'm calling from 29th and Emerson South.
29th and Emerson South. That would be a new location for us. And what do you have to report?
Looking straight north, it would be about over about to Lindale Avenue now. There's one or two bobbing way down and then going back up in a stagging.
How far away from you do you feel they are?
Oh, they'd be way over at probably East Hennepin.
Uh-huh. But you feel that they would be within the Minneapolis city limits?
To me, they look that way, yes.
Uh-huh. Can you describe them?
Well, it was the definite black funnel coming way down and then dissipating back up into the clouds right away.
Mm-hmm.
And coming down again.
Fine.
Yes.
What distance do you feel they would be from you? How many miles?
Oh, I'd roughly guess 3 to 5 miles.
All right, fine. Thank you very much, sir.
Thank you.
Now, this is quite possible that this is within the Minneapolis city limits, but sometimes a visual sighting at anything over a mile or more can be very deceptive, and we do want to emphasize that. We are trying to pinpoint as many of these as we can, and, of course, we'll check on this further.
But before that call, we have Frank Hobbs, you have a report here.
Mr. William Milcary just reported now a moment ago from Fridley, 63rd and University, a movement of a funnel from west to east. It is in the air at the moment, and he is watching.
And we have another one a funnel passed over Mora Lake area on Highway 65 and 47. This well could be the same, right?
We interrupt this program for an official Weather Bureau tornado warning for the Twin Cities. 35W and 694, and that passover was 5 minutes ago. A touchdown in Brooklyn Center, 3 blocks west of 70th and Ewing. No indication of damage.
And now, Ray, we have a report, a beeper report on some damage in the Anoka area.
This is on Main Street. That would be west of Anoka. Going on Main Street, yes.
But you say no one has been injured?
No injuries, as far as we know. There's trees down. Many trees down over lines and so forth, but this is all the damage we have at this time.
Okay, sir. Thank you very much.
Amen.
That was from the Anoka County Sheriff's Office. Now, a report from a gentleman who's been very patient here as we've been getting these different reports. Where are you calling from, sir?
The area of 58th and Central Northeast, directly across from Moore Lake.
Uh-huh, and that would be directly south of Fridley.
Right.
Okay, what is your report?
There was a cloud over the Moore Lake area. It is now heading easterly toward the New Brighton area. There was a large black formation. It was very still, and it now has passed this area and is heading in an easterly or southeasterly direction.
I should add that Moore Lake is in Fridley. This was headed toward New Brighton, and that would fit with what the Highway Patrol reported, that this touchdown in Brooklyn Center then moved on over the New Brighton, and when last sighted was passing over the Highway Department's radio tower in New Brighton at the intersection of Highways 35W and 694. That would seem to fit, don't you think?
That's correct.
Fine, thank you.
Had formed and appears to now have gone back up, but there's still a large black area moving in that direction.
Very good. Thank you very much, sir.
Thank you.
From the Weather Bureau, this warning, Chisago County should be added to the list of counties under the tornado warning. Add Chisago County. Ray, would you give us the rest of that list?
Yes. Residents of the counties of Anoka, Isanti, Washington, and Chisago now in Minnesota, as well as Polk and St. Croix counties in Wisconsin. I'm going to pause just long enough to tell you that the Twins are still leading in their ball game 4-3 in the last half of the evening, for those that are concerned about that. Arv?
Let's see, Frank, do you have a new report here?
This just came in from Brooklyn Park, 77th and Daleview Drive. Evidently, there is some minor damage in that area. 4 pillars off a house, sides off of 2 houses. The rescue squad is now there on the scene. That's Brooklyn Park, 77th and Daleview Drive.
So we've had a report of damage from the Anoka County Sheriff's Office, although not extensive, in Anoka. And now one from 77th and Brooklyn Park. some damage to a house.
Are you spotting one now?
Here's a report from the Weather Bureau. The strongest radar echo now is just west of North St. Paul along Highway 36. Persons in North St. Paul should take special precautions immediately for this approaching system. Once again, from the Weather Bureau, the strongest radar echo is just west of North St. Paul along Highway 36. Persons in North St. Paul should take special precautions immediately for this approaching system.
Here is another caller now. Go right ahead. Tell us where you're calling from. And
we
ahead.
Live in the extreme northern part of New Brighton, north of Long Lake, and it's just about cleared up completely out here now.
Well, that's reassuring to hear, because our last report was, of course, was sighting over the Highway Department
yes.
radio tower, which is not too far from where you are, and
yes.
you're immediately south of Moundsville, which was
yes.
the scene of much destruction
yes.
in the May 6th of a year ago tornado.
That's right, yes.
Uh-huh.
To the northwest of us now, it's completely clear, and off to the east now, it's real cloudy, of course, yes.
That's
but,
right. North St. Paul right now is the area
yes.
immediately affected.
Uh-huh.
Thank you for that report
well,
from
okay,
New Brighton.
Fine.
Chuck Lilligren has joined our crew, which is growing by the minute here, and as it does whenever there is an emergency. Chuck, I think a review might be in order at this
We'd
point.
We'd like to review the tornado warning that was given just a few minutes ago. A tornado was sighted touching the ground 5 miles northwest of Crystal, moving in a northeastern direction. Residents of the counties of Anoka, Isanti, Washington, and Minnesota, and Polk and St. Croix counties in Wisconsin should be alert for a tornado or heavy thunderstorm during the next 2 hours.
And Chisago County has been added to
Chisago
that list.
Chisago County added. As we also just mentioned, the strongest radar echo reporter just west of North St. Paul along Highway 36. Ray, I just drove in, and I was driving through Blaine when the report of the Blaine Village tornado came through, the one sighted there, and it happened that as I drove through each storm center, they were reporting one near that area. We did drive through several small storm areas, it seems. Then we would get in clear weather, then it would be... stormy again, so these are, if it does clear up, it may come up rain again.
Let's repeat that warning to persons in North St. Paul. The strongest radar echo just a couple of minutes ago reported just west of North St. Paul along Highway 36. Persons in North St. Paul take special precautions immediately for this approaching system.
And of course, we are tracking the tornadoes for you, but as you well know, I think now anyone in this area would remember from May 6th of last year, it doesn't have to be just one tornado system. The system that has been strong right now is over North St. Paul and has been coming from the west to the east and, according to the Weather Bureau, will continue to move on toward Wisconsin. Polk and St. Croix counties affected in Wisconsin, and Chisago County would likely be the next county affected in Minnesota. But there may be others, so please stay tuned to us. We will keep you informed, and we hope, too, that you will take due precautions. Do we have that tornado information ready? This might be a good point to pause once more and pass that along to you. If you see a tornado approaching, you must take quick action to protect yourself. Stay indoors. Stay away from windows. Go to a shelter or the southwest or west corner of your basement. Take a portable radio and a flashlight with you. If you have no basement, crawl under heavy furniture. If caught outdoors, get into a dry ditch. Stay away from overhead wires. Stay tuned to WCCO Radio. Another report just coming in, Arv.
Maple Grove City Hall, west of Osseo. We have a report that the village hall and several houses have been damaged in that area. The Maple Grove Village Hall, just west of Osseo.
We are now, I'll repeat, getting reports of damage to the west and northwest of the Twin Cities area. As yet, there has been no indication of what I would call extensive damage. Would you agree with that definition?
Yes, yes, I'd agree, Ray. We have just scattered reports, rather sporadic reports, of little damage here and there. We have no reports of any injury or death yet.
Now, when we use these terms, I realize that when four pillars are knocked off a house to that homeowner, that's extensive damage. But speaking in general overall terms, we have not had extensive damage reports as
yes,
yet, and
sir.
As yet, no reports specifically of injury.
Thinking back to May 6th of last year, that is very minor damage.
Yes, that's right. That was an incredible night indeed, and let's hope that we will not have a repetition tonight. But we do have tornadoes, and we are tracking them for you. At 9:13, we had the indication that North St. Paul should go on the alert. Well, it's now 9:19. That's 6 minutes ago. Larry Jago, just double-checking on the baseball game. Last of the ninth now, Larry? The Twins still leading 4-3, and a couple of outs in the last of the ninth. And we'll give you that final score when that comes on the air, too. Anything new to report? Now, at the moment, we have a stalemate. I think there will be further reports of damage, but at the moment, too, the very fact that calls are not coming in would indicate that there are no immediate funnel cloud sightings in the immediate Twin Cities area. The last indication was that the strongest tornado system was over North St. Paul and heading east from there. But again, the immediate tornado alert is for residents of Anoka, and hopefully the alert will have gone by as far as this system is concerned for Anoka County, but also for Isanti, Washington, and Chisago counties in Minnesota, and for Polk and St. Croix counties in Wisconsin. They should be alert for a tornado or heavy thunderstorm during the next 2 hours. And, of course, tornadoes can be damaging them themselves, but so can heavy thunderstorms. So I don't feel that it has to be a funnel cloud to be of importance to the people concerned.
The numbers to call if you do sight a funnel cloud or have anything to report in connection with this storm system, Federal 99111, that's our open mic telephone line, and also the regular WCCO radio number, Federal 21202.
I think it might be interesting to you to realize how quickly people materialize around CCO when there is an emergency of this kind. We had two people in the newsroom, an announcer on air, and a couple of people here, and Larry Jago here for the baseball game, which he produces, and now our numbers have more than doubled. I think they've about trebled in the past 45 minutes as they all flock here to keep you informed. All right, now another call coming in. Tell us where you're calling from, please, and then go right ahead with your report.
Lakeshore Avenue, Little Canada Road in Little Canada Village.
In Little Canada Village, which is Highway 36, is it what, your southern boundary there?
Yes.
Uh-huh, and give us your report.
Well, there's one black cloud that's just been rolling around here. We've been watching it now for about 20 minutes, and it seems to be gathering together, and it's awful black.
Mm-hmm. Little Canada is immediately west of North St. Paul. Am I right in that?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And any further indication of what direction it's going, or is it, as you say, just pretty much keeping in one place?
It seems to be staying. It seems like, my husband just said, it seems like it's kind of passing over right now, but it's going awfully slow, but it's rolling around like.
Do you have any indication of stronger than usual winds, or
no,
is it just a sign?
It's very still here. There just isn't even a leaf moving.
Uh-huh. That's an eerie feeling, isn't it, to
it
see
is.
But not feel any of that wind. We've had that from many of our other callers, too. Mm-hmm. Fine. Thank you very much for that report from Little Canada.
Thank you.
Now, here is another caller. Go right ahead. Tell us where you're calling from and give us the information. Now, I don't know if we frightened that one away or not. Another call coming in. We are filtering some of these calls to find out. Here, we'll try one on the air. Good evening. Can you tell us where you're calling from?
Yes.
There were a couple that apparently did not want to go on the air. All right, fine. Now we have a caller. Tell us where you're calling from and give us your report, please.
Well, we were standing on 63rd Avenue North, just east of Highway 52, and we noticed, we were watching this distinct tail. It was a very long one, and it wasn't anything imaginary about it. It was traveling, and the cloud formation seemed to remain intact with the tails coming out of it. Now, it was going in a southeasterly direction, and perhaps that's the one on North St. Paul now. Now, this other cloud formation broke apart from it, and it was going in a more, you know, it broke and it was more like over the Minneapolis area. So evidently there might be more than one tornado, funnel cloud system.
I see. So you had one that broke up and started heading off in another direction.
Well, it was going south, east, southeasterly, and this is the one they've been sighting over Little Canada, so evidently.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this other cloud formation broke apart from it, and it was more in a southerly, direction. Kind of like it was, they were both going east, but they were apart. They broke apart.
Fine, and that's from east of Highway 62.
Highway 52.
Fine. From 52.
Yeah,
thank
and
you.
On this one that they see in Little Canada is evidently the same cloud formation from which we saw in the tunnel, and the funnels coming from, too, north of, on 77th Avenue North.
Mm-hmm. Fine.
And evidently, this is what's happening. The cloud formation is breaking up, had broken apart.
Well, thank you for that verification.
But that one cloud formation that we saw in the funnels coming out of on 77th Avenue North, which we could see from 63rd Avenue North, that's the one that seems to stay intact.
Fine. Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm.
We must move on to the other calls
okay,
now.
We've had a call from a listener in Wayzata who did not want to go on the air but reported a strong buildup of clouds over the lake. That would be over Lake Minnetonka. And Franklin Hobbs has another report.
We had a touchdown just about 2 minutes ago. Lake Josephine, Arden Hills. That's your area, isn't it,
Ray?
Yes, Lake...
Lake Josephine is immediately east of New Brighton, where there's a thin section of Arden Hills that protrudes up there. And Lake Josephine is just off the highway. That would be Highway 10 at that point.
Well, this is a report of a touchdown on the lake, and the funnel is going east, moving eastward. So, again, in that area...
That would be the area of the new college and campus of Bethel College.
Ray, one of our veteran tornado trackers has just moved in, and I think I'll go back to the newsroom, see what I can do there, and let Dick Chapman take over on this mic.
All right, fine.
We have another caller now. Would you tell us where you're calling from and give us your report, please?
Oh, we live in New Brighton, just off of 694, and just about 30 seconds ago. So, funnel cloud, I would guess it was right over Mountview High School, came down, and we watched it for about 15 seconds, and then it disappeared back into the cloud again.
Can you report any specific direction, or was it just back up?
It headed sort of in an easterly direction.
Uh-huh. Again, aiming at the North St. Paul area, which is what we have had in other reports. Is that right?
Yes.
All right, fine. Thank you.
Okay, goodbye.
Ray, we just talked to a gentleman in Coon Rapids who had a funnel in sight that was up in the air, did not touch Duna, but was west of Coon Rapids and heading south in a southerly direction. And he had the tornado in sight. We lost contact with him on the phone, but that was just seconds ago he reported seeing it. He was watching while we talked to him.
Dick?
Say, Ray, I have something I think I can add. We were in Chanhassen, of all places, when your first bulletin came through, and we took off rather rapidly. So I had the opportunity to watch the whole system as I drove across from there into the Twin Cities and watching your tracking as we go. And it's the classic cloud, the big storm cell, and as your reports came in, we could see the main system moving gradually across the northern part of the Twin Cities. Now, when I entered the building here, it was at least north of St. Paul and probably staying north of St. Paul, according to your reports and according to what I could see. So I thought maybe you might solicit the people in this area where funnels may be developing to make their calls to us now, and perhaps ask the folks who have been kind enough to call with damage reports and what have you back behind the main system to hold off on their calls until we could clear some of the lines for these people who may be in the actual storm area at the moment. So people, you know, in North St. Paul, White Bear, around in there, who may be still ahead of the clouds, could perhaps get through to our phones a little easier if some of the other folks would wait just a little bit.
Fine. Very good idea. We do have additional reports, Dick, of heavy cloud formations over Lake Minnetonka moving toward the Wayzata area. The last one from 500 to Winnetka in Golden Valley indicating that direction and, again, an easterly movement.
Quite
up
frankly,
the
unless something's developed since I looked that way about 5 minutes ago, I don't think those clouds over the lake area right now are nearly as large as this big system that's moving across north of the Twin Cities. Of course, that's not to say it couldn't change rather rapidly.
All right. We had a listener who rang off because the funnel cloud that he was sighting appeared to be coming in his direction, and he wisely reported it, hung up, and went to safety. But this funnel was reported 2 miles east of St. Paul. Our reports have been east-northeast of St. Paul and again falling into the North St. Paul area. The official alert from the Weather Bureau is for these counties, Anoka, Isanti, Washington, and Chisago in Minnesota, Polk and St. Croix in Wisconsin, and that would be for the next hour and a half. I'm updating that. That began half an hour ago with a two-hour alert.
Chuck Lilligan just told me that he has a gentleman on another phone that is watching a cloud at the moment. We're trying to arrange to get that phone on the air. So in just a moment, maybe we can find out where it is and what the gentleman can see.
We do have a sighting here, Dick, in the Como area over the Midway Stadium, a report of a funnel in the air moving westward toward Lexington. That's in the Como area over Midway Stadium.
So that would be a little farther south. Mm-hmm.
Wally Heron in Lexington reports the storm system they were watching in that area has now moved on to the east. So that general area immediately north of St. Paul and perhaps touching St. Paul is where the big system is right now. Funnel clouds, of course, are what we're interested in, and let me say that it's awful easy to mistake them sometimes. Some of these long, snaky things inside of a big system look a little bit like a funnel cloud, but I think if you see a real twister touching down, there'll be no mistaking that.
We now have everything set up so that Chuck Lilligren can talk.
He's going to talk in here to us, I guess.
Oh,
right?
I see.
All right. Hello, sir. Hello?
Yes, sir.
Yes, WCCO.
Right.
I live in Fridley, right where it sees just passed over, but looking to the west, approximately over, I'd say, Brooklyn Center, possibly even a little bit further west than that, it looks like approximately 6 small ones starting up over there.
Now, wait a minute. Which way are you looking again?
Looking to the west.
From Fridley?
From Fridley, looking west, over Brooklyn Center, possibly even a little bit further west than that.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
It looked like six little ones starting up over there.
Is this the same cloud that's been over us, or a new cloud?
No, this is a brand new one. It's just starting up. It was very, very small and insignificant here about 10 minutes ago, and it's been building up ever since. We've got another one going over us right now, but there's nothing in that thing by the looks of it.
You mean just a cloud?
Yeah, and we've been watching the one that's going over New Brighton Mounds. You see, we're up here on the high hill in Anoka County, the highest point of Anoka County, so, of course, we can see the entire section around here, and this one looks like about six little ones.
Six? They're actual twisters now, tails hanging down, or are they still in the air?
No, they're just hanging up there in the air. They're little tails.
Not touching down?
No, they're just, should we say, itsy-bitsy baby ones.
I don't know. Maybe we should keep you on the line, sir. Who knows? They might get together and become a big one.
Well, it looked like one began to split off and formed a V.
Uh-huh.
V-shape, and so, of course, that had two little tails on it, but that's the one that we're watching right now. We're out in front watching that one.
And you're looking at it as you talk to us on the phone.
Right. We'll keep this gentleman on for the moment, Dick, while I pass on this report. We mentioned North St. Paul as being a target area. Now, that would have been 17 minutes ago that alert first began. Now we have a sighting of very black clouds, not specifically a funnel, but very black clouds east of North St. Paul moving in the direction of Stillwater. Earlier, a funnel was sighted moving in the direction of Stillwater, and this is still part of that primary system, Frank.
Right, yeah.
We have an emergency message here. Patrolman Hutchinson of the Coon Rapids Police would like all civilian defense units, all auxiliary police, to report to police station in Coon Rapids. We repeat, the Coon Rapids Police request that all civilian defense units, all auxiliary police, report to the police station in Coon Rapids. This at the order of Lieutenant Nelson.
Fine, sir. We are going to cut you off now because on the same line that you're using, we have a report of a funnel sighting from the Lake Phelan area.
Mm.
All right?
Right.
Fine. Thank you very much for your information.
Bye.
Dick?
The strongest echo in the series still advancing toward the St. Croix River is near Lake Elmo now and moving about due east. So now residents in the Stillwater and Hudson, Wisconsin area should take these immediate precautions for this approaching severe storm system with a possible tornado. This precaution should continue for at least the next 30 minutes. This is just in from the Weather Bureau, and it confirms what we had on the sighting of a funnel heading towards Stillwater. It says the strongest echo is now near Lake Elmo and moving about due east towards the St. Croix River, and residents in the Stillwater and Hudson, Wisconsin areas should now take immediate precautions for this approaching severe storm system with possible tornadoes, at least for the next half hour.
These reports coming to you from Studio St. Paul, Minneapolis at 830 WCCO.
Now we have a report from a listener at Lake Phelan.
Yes, it's northeast from where we're living here, just about directly over Lake Phelan, heading towards White Bear Lake, I mean.
Is it a funnel cloud?
Yes, it was. It was right in the white clouds. They're all curled up.
Are you still able to see it?
No, it disappeared just about as quick as she took the picture.
And this was how long ago, do you think?
Well, while I was waiting for you. I was waiting for you and she was taking the picture.
Perhaps 5 minutes ago.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that perhaps was the one that was reported near the stadium out there.
Yes, because when you said Lexington, I just got through saying to them, let's get in the basement.
That was not touching down, is that
no,
right?
No, it wasn't.
All right.
right in the white cloud. Oh, okay, then bye.
Just prior to that, Ray, we talked to a gentleman on Highway 36 in Edgerton. It had just gone over him, and he said it was heading toward Lake Phelan. And now it has cleared up nicely where he is while we talked to him as the funnel cloud went overhead.
And now it's gone by Lake Phelan, is continuing on toward White Bear. And, of course, Dick, you repeat again that Weather Bureau warning that Lake Elmo and on.
This was received here less than 5 minutes ago from the Weather Bureau. The strongest echo that they see on radar in the series still advancing toward the St. Croix River was about 4 or 5 minutes ago near Lake Elmo and moving about due east. Residents in the Stillwater and Hudson, Wisconsin area should now take immediate precautions for this approaching severe storm system with possible tornadoes. And they expect those precautions should continue for at least the next 30 minutes.
Now, we have further support for the call we just got from the Lake Phelan area. This would affect the Keller Golf Course area. Go right ahead, please.
Yes, we sighted what would appear to come in and out of the clouds. It came down. It was quite large. Definitely a funnel, and it was passed, right about County Road B, just south of 36, going northeast, heading almost straight at what would be North St. Paul.
Uh-huh.
It went almost directly over our house, so we didn't watch it all the time.
So it was heading from the Keller Golf Course area toward North St. Paul. Would that be correct?
Yes, that would be correct.
Thank you very much, sir.
Thank you.
A tornado warning now for western Wisconsin counties. Quoting the Weather Bureau, two or three tornadoes have been sighted north of the Twin Cities. They are reported to be moving in an east southeast direction. Residents of Polk, St. Croix, Barron, and Dunn counties in Wisconsin should be alerted for a tornado or heavy thunderstorm during the next 2 to 3 hours. So it would appear that that primary tornado system, the one which has had most frequent sightings and has caused the most damage beginning in Coon Rapids. Originally, the warnings surrounding this system were for Anoka, Isanti, Washington, and Chisago in Minnesota, Polk and St. Croix in Wisconsin. Now the newest warning affects these four Wisconsin counties, Polk, St. Croix, Barron, and Dunn counties. Tornado, heavy thunderstorm possibilities, very real ones for the next 2 or 3 hours. Quickly, the Twins defeated Cleveland tonight. 4-3, Jim Merritt was the winning pitcher and Kelly was the loser. The Twins over Cleveland, 4-3. Seems like a long time ago when we had a baseball game on the air, Dick.
Yeah, and this thing came in right in the crucial moment there, I know that. Something else we want to repeat now. The strongest echo in the series heading toward the St. Croix River is in the vicinity of Lake Elmo.
And an immediate report on that, Dick. Pardon the interruption. Clouds very heavy and black. That was from Lake Elmo. We just got a report on the phone. Please
right.
Keep going.
They're moving about due east. And the biggest metropolitan areas now in the path of the storm is Stillwater and Hudson, Wisconsin. And these folks should take immediate precautions for the approaching severe storm system with possible tornadoes within it. They expect it to continue for about half an hour. I'm pretty confident, Ray, that the weather experts right at the moment are only concerned about this system that you have so ably tracked right across the north of the Twin Cities area through the northern suburbs and north of St. Paul. Even though there may be storm clouds elsewhere, this is the one that shows the heaviest on radar and the one that they've had the visual sightings of funnels within it.
Dick, it's almost a little eerie, the feeling. Last night we had severe thunderstorms and there was a tornado watch out, although no particular damage. And this also was to the north of the Twin Cities. Much of it was farther north and west in Minnesota, but there also was that threat across that northern strip. And
right.
Now tonight we have actual funnel clouds and tornadoes in that same strip. It would appear that the heaviest damage would be in the Coon Rapids area. We have no immediate reports on damage, but Coon Rapids has indicated more of an emergency by the help it has requested.
Yes, and just repeating, Patrolman Hutchinson of the Coon Rapids Police wants all civil defense units and all auxiliary police to report to the police station. That's signed by Lieutenant Nelson, Coon Rapids Police.
Yes.
And this tornado warning for western Wisconsin counties, it's more of an extension of what we've given you already. They've just included residents of Polk, St. Croix, Barron, and Dunn counties in Wisconsin should now be alert for a tornado or heavy thunderstorms during the next 2 to 3 hours.
That's a wire service repeat of what the Weather Bureau gave us, too, and well to remember. I think for those people in Polk, St. Croix, Barron, and Dunn, and of course for anyone that may still be affected by a tornado tonight, let's repeat once more these tornado instructions. If you see a tornado approaching, you must take quick action to protect yourself. Stay indoors. Stay away from windows. Go to a shelter or the southwest or west corner of your basement. Take a portable radio and a flashlight with you. If you have no basement, crawl under heavy furniture. If caught outdoors, get into a dry ditch. Stay away from overhead wires. Stay tuned to WCCO Radio.
We have two distinct funnel identifications over the Northern States Power Dam on the Mississippi. That's in the Coon Rapids area, Ray. So these systems seem to be flitting about. There seems to be a concentration, what did you say, Dick, moving eastward and a trifle north, right?
Yes, but these are new funnels now. That
they are
new.
This would be a second system, definitely. Mm-hmm. And the old one has followed, the very first one, which I've been calling the primary system, mm-hmm. has followed a pretty specific pattern right across the northern edge. Starting out in the Brooklyn Center, Coon Rapids, moving across Fridley, just north of New Brighton, on over North St. Paul, and now moving towards Stillwater, Wisconsin. So that's been pretty specific, but now we have additional reports. Incidentally, we were giving you reports from Lake Phelan, and the activity there has moved to the east.
We live south of County Road E and White Bear.
Right.
And we spotted a funnel that appeared to be over North St. Paul or just below North St. Paul, probably east of Highway 100.
How long ago was that, sir?
Probably about 4 or 5 minutes ago now. Took a while to call. And it didn't appear to touch down. It seemed like it was staying up. It was definitely a funnel.
Right. And you say it was which way from North St. Paul?
It was probably, from here, it looked like it might have been a little east of North St. Paul already and probably on the south end of it.
All right. That would be more or less in the heavy system that you're talking about. About in the vicinity of maybe Upper Afton and Highway 100?
Maybe maybe not that far down.
Well, as I talk with you, we do have a report of two funnel clouds in that vicinity, but I haven't been able to talk to the people that sent this in, so we'll start concentrating on that. You still can't see them now, can you?
Just a second. You can't see anything now, can you? No, she said she can't see anything now, but we did see it about, what, 4 or 5 minutes
ago. 4 or 5 minutes ago. Uh-huh. All right, sir, thank you. We'll try to get some more reports from that area.